You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, along with the memories they made during high school.
We're here with Jalen Freeman, a senior at Valdez High School. And Jalen, are you ready for graduation?
Definitely. It's definitely a unique graduation. You know, something like this has never happened before, so we'll always be remembered.
Definitely be remembered. And going forward, what are your plans?
Well, after high school, I'm planning on playing college basketball. I haven't decided where, but I've been talking to some schools in the lower 48 and UAA as well.
What are some things that you're considering in making that choice?
Well, some of the things come down to is obviously the cost, but just being around my family and people that I know, but most importantly, just somewhere that I feel like they want to make me better as a person and as a player.
Long-term aspirations and career goals, what are you thinking there?
I haven't really decided what I want to major in yet. That's something I'm going to take a little bit of time to think about. So after I get through maybe a year or so, then I'll really figure out what I want to do.
How do you see Alaska fitting into your plans? Is that in your future?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, always coming back and, you know, giving back for everything that they've done for me and everything this state has done for me is unbelievable.
All right, and you say that, and I think that you might mean regarding sports. You've had some pretty major accolades as a basketball player for Valdez High School and here in the state of Alaska. And great to hear that you appreciate that. How has that impacted your high school career? What have you learned from those experiences?
You know, most of the things that I've learned from basketball, it's not about the accolades. It's about, you know, all the things I've learned about off the court, you know, my character and integrity. Those are the lessons I've learned from everybody that's helped me to this point.
All right. Do you have any advice for young kids?
Honestly, just be yourself. You know, figure out what you want to do with your life, and whatever you choose to do, be the best at that.
And Jalen Freeman, you mentioned as a class member of the 2020 graduating class, you're having a very unique graduation experience. So how are you handling that?
Honestly, just trying to learn from it. Things like this don't happen very often. Being part of the planning committee for graduation, you come up with new and innovative ways, so it kind of tests your creativity a little bit.
What are some of the things you guys are planning for graduation?
Well, we've gone through lots of ideas, but what we've come down to and what we think is ultimately the best would probably be something like a drive-in graduation where everybody's in their cars and, you know, maintains that social distancing, but we use the radio or other ways to have the students still be able to speak.
Do you think your class is going to be closer? What do you think the long-term effects of this will be?
Yeah, we'll definitely be closer. You know, it's not a normal graduation, so it's something that we're going to grow together. And as a class, we're all going through this together, so it'll make us closer.
This is Lori Prox here with Jimmy Chavez and our next senior into the spotlight. Are you ready for graduation, Jimmy?
I'm actually very excited for it. Looking forward for it for a while now. So.
All right. And what are your plans following graduation?
Be attending the College of Southern Idaho for welding.
All right. How'd you find that school?
I kind of just following wherever my girlfriend goes. So that's where she's going. So I looked into it and found a good welding program. So.
All right. Idaho seems to be a popular destination for Valdez High School graduates. You were involved in a lot of different sports throughout Valdez High School. So how did that shape you? What did you learn?
Actually shaped me into being a way better person than what I actually used to be, especially with Coach Wagner as my coach. Really set me into place.
What are some things that kids learn as part of a team?
I mean, probably just to trust people, make friends, work better with people. That's really all.
All right. Who are some of the people? You mentioned Mr. Wagner. Are there other people who had an influence on you throughout your high school career?
Definitely. Mr. Langseth, for sure. Not really a high school teacher, but Mr. Kronk over at the middle school. Mrs. Walker.
All right. Do you have any advice for young kids?
Just do your homework. Don't miss school. And don't ever forget a pen.
All right. And how has this COVID-19 situation affected you and how are you handling it?
It's not really bothering me. I didn't really have that many classes at the school anyway, so just kind of a daily thing now.
Are there any lessons learned from this situation?
Yeah, just take care of yourself. Take it serious. That's all I got.
All right. That works.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.